October 17, 1911. Jesus gets more taste from the love of the pilgrim soul than for that of the saints. It seems that my most sweet Jesus came for a little longer than usual. It seemed he was wearing the crown of thorns, and I, removing it from him, drove it into my head. But after a little while, in looking at Jesus, I saw him crowned with thorns again. And Jesus, see my daughter, how they offend me. You removed one from me, and they have woven another. They never leave me free, they weave me crowns of thorns continuously. And I removed it again from him, and Jesus, pleased, drew near my mouth and poured a little bit of a most sweet liquor. And I, Jesus, what are you doing? You are full of bitternesses, and you pour sweetnesses into me? This is not appropriate. And Jesus, let me do it. You two needed to be cheered. Even more, I want you to take some rest inside my heart. Oh, how comfortable it was. Then he put me out, and did you put me out? I was so comfortable in your heart, how beautiful it was. And Jesus, when I keep you inside of me, I alone enjoy you. When I put you out, everyone enjoys you, and you can take the defense of your brothers, you can plead for them. You can have them spared. So much so, that the saints say that I content you more than them, and that I take more taste from your love than from theirs. And I say to them that I do this with love and with justice, because with you I can share my pains, but not with them. Since you are a pilgrim soul, you can take the pains of others as well as mine upon yourself, and by this you have the strength to disarm me, unless I did not want to, like last night, when I bound your arms very tightly so that you might not oppose my will. But they no longer have these weapons in their power, so much so, that if I have to chastise, I hide from you who can come up with something, but not from them. And I, certainly, certainly, O Jesus, you must take more contentment from my love than from theirs, because theirs is the love of the blessed. They see you, they enjoy you continuously, and are absorbed within your most holy and divine will. They are completely dissolved in you. How great can their love really be, since they receive continuous life from you? But I, poor one, your privations alone give me continuous death. And Jesus, poor daughter of mine, you are right.